Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Many Boston families are now going over the details of the school department's proposal to overhaul student school assignments. Last night, school officials unveiled five new models that would change the way the assignment process works. It's a process that's been used for decades at the city's elementary and middle schools. WBUR's Dolores Handy has some initial reaction from parents.
The current three-zone system, in effect since 1989, would be eliminated. The five models unveiled last night are for students in grades K through 8. All high schools will remain citywide. Assistant School Superintendent Michael Gore says one model would include no zones.
Purely based on where students live, you will go to school that is closest to you. If there are no seats available in that particular school, then you go to next closest school.
Other proposed plans would have 23 zones, 11 or 9. The one with the least number would split the city into 6 zones. At the meeting, parents were of mixed opinions about the impact, including the lack of choice in some plans, saying their primary concern is quality. Stephanie Shapiro Berkson lives in the South End. Her child attends the Edison School in Brighton, 6 miles away.
The first two options of no zone and 23 zones, I think, are a terrible way to go, even though my child goes 6 miles away, because it looks like equity and diversity are not possible with those options.
Those two options would mean the greatest savings in terms of transportation cost for a city that spends about $81 million a year on busing. But some noted that the new proposals would not address the fact that Boston provides transportation to parochial and charter schools. The overwhelming sentiment was concern about the quality of schools. Craig Galvin of Dorchester has two children in Boston Public Schools.
Most important to me is probably that the students have access to great education. All the students in the city here. That's the most important thing to me, and I want to make sure that every student is reached.
The next phase in the process will include a series of community meetings with the goal of reaching residents in every part of the city. The first will take place on Thursday night, and the forums will continue into next week. Meanwhile, the special advisory committee that received the proposals last night is expected to make a recommendation by November to the school committee. The committee could make a final decision in December. The earliest the changes could go into effect is in the fall of 2014. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.